This is Apollo Bay Radio, 87.6 on your radio dial, and this is a special segment of the Apollo Bay Community Health Check brought to you by Otway Health. And I'm joined in the studio by Deborah Terraza. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Bob.
How are you going?
Good. Enjoy the seafood festival?
I was unfortunately in Melbourne for the seafood festival, and Tony Mandick from Ambulance Victoria is here too. G'day, Tony.
Good morning.
Deborah.
Bob.
We're losing Manny Cootie, our local GP. He's leaving.
Yep. Dr. Marnie Cootie, Marnie, affectionately known to many, many of our locals. I think he's been here for about 5.5 years, if memory serves me correctly, and Tony's nodding at me to confirm my understanding. He has decided that he's going to be moving on and looking at other opportunities, which is absolutely well done to him. Of course, our town is very, very sad that we're going to lose him, and we would like to be able to make sure we transition before and after he goes to keep supporting our town, but also to wish him well.
Yeah.
So, thanks to Dr. Marnie for what he's done for us for the last 5.5 years.
Well, I've been in town long enough to know that every time we lose a great GP, it's difficult. It's a difficult time. And
so true.
And the ones that aren't great don't stay long. We turn those over. But there have been two or three that I can think of that have put in a good few years here, and the community grows to love them. And when they go, it takes a little piece of people's heart and a piece of their lives. And
absolutely.
And so what are the implications of all of that for the hospital and for GP services in general?
You're absolutely right. Because the doctors do play such a significant role in so many people's lives, it is a really sad time for many, many people. And that's why we thought it would be a great opportunity for us to get together and have this chat and talk about how we're going to work through the next few months while the transition happens. I did ask Tony, our colleague from the Ambulance Victoria, to come along today because I think it's important that we reiterate that there's a number of aspects of healthcare delivery in this town, and ambulance plays as equally an important role as the hospital, as does the GP clinics.
Yeah.
So I know Tony's on call and hopefully he won't get an emergency to attend, but it was a really great opportunity for us to talk about it. But what I thought I'd start off with is by letting people know that the GP clinic is actively recruiting doctors at the moment.
Great.
And I understand that a new doctor, whose name I won't give yet because I have to respect privacy, and once I get the nod from the GP clinic that I can tell people his name, I'll definitely let
people
know.
Now, you don't run the GP clinic, do you? It's run by a separate
group. The GP clinic's run separately, but the hospital has a collaboration with the GP clinic, and that's which is great because it means that we work closely together on a number of aspects of care delivery. But the GP clinic is a separate business in Apollo Bay, but the hospital has a collaboration with them. So the GP clinic is recruiting the doctors, and then when they recruit the doctors, we then look at us having an arrangement with the doctors for them to do our
on-call cover at
the hospital.
Yeah. And so, that's unusual in Victoria. A lot of rural areas don't have an on-call doctor.
Correct. They don't. A lot of places don't have on-call doctors after hours, and a lot of places have different arrangements for how they have doctors' services in their towns. And it's not unusual for different arrangements to happen because the further out of town you get, the more unique situations are. And even though we believe we do have enough doctors that are educated each year in Australia and in Victoria, a lot of them don't want to come to the rural or remote areas because their experience is in the cities, and there's the bigger facilities and the bigger hospitals and the bigger communities, and you kind of understand that from a general perspective from their work.
And it's a rare doctor that's up for the kind of work you get on call, which is in Tony's area, you know, it's emergency work, really.
Yes, and even just rural and remote doctoring is quite unique. And we had a young doctor last year who talked with us, Bob, who wanted to specialise specifically in rural and remote doctoring. And so there's a whole lot of subspecialties within it. And the doctors we have in Apollo Bay are general practitioners. They're not specialists in the field of other specialties like emergency or obstetrics and gynaecology or what have you. But general practice in itself could be considered its own general specialty. And so it's sometimes it's hard for us all to remember the different understandings that we need around all the different doctoring. But it is important to understand that the clinic is continuing to employ, look for and recruit and employ doctors. So there is one coming. And the other thing is that we do have other doctors that still make themselves available for our on-call as well. So we have, there are times where our on-call roster is still to be completed, but there are other times where we do have doctors covering. During the day, during business hours though, our residents and people in the hospital will still have visiting medical officers attending from the GP clinic. But what I did want to focus on is just tell people what we do have while doctors are still being recruited. So that's why I asked Tony to join us today, because I think if we can help people understand what Ambulance Victoria delivers with the paramedics we have in this town would also help.
Tony. So he's, sorry, he's got a call.
Have you got a call?
No, not yet. So I'll discuss what we do. So essentially, our services are that in the state of Victoria, Ambulance Victoria is chartered with providing pre-hospital emergency care. So that's our main core business is essentially responding to emergencies in the community wherever they occur. So whether that be at home, outside, industry, wherever, and then to take that person to the appropriate medical facility. So that may mean that we take them to Apollo Bay Hospital when there's a doctor on call. It may mean that they go to Colac Hospital. It may even mean that they go to Geelong Hospital. It may even mean that they're flown out. So that's essentially our core business. So we have a crew that is available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So that doesn't change. So that service remains the same. Obviously, if you need the ambulance, it's the time-honoured 000 that you need to call. But that's essentially our core business is responding to medical emergencies within the community.
And even if you weren't wearing an ambulance uniform, you'd think that anyone living far from places would be crazy not to be a member of the ambulance, wouldn't you, really?
That's right. Exactly right. So you need to make sure that that you do have your ambulance membership. And I can give you the number for that. So the number is 1-300-366-141.
1-300-366-141
is the membership services number. But you can also join via jumping online. If you look up Ambulance Victoria, and you can also join at local post offices as well. So I would strongly recommend to everybody to ensure that they have ambulance coverage.
Because, I mean, a lot of the challenges we have are driven by expense and the cost of an ambulance ride, if you're not a member, can be fairly expensive.
It can be extremely expensive, and especially if helicopters and aircraft become involved. Absolutely, it's vital that people do have cover.
Yeah, you wouldn't drive a car without a bit of car insurance.
Same
thing.
And just picking up on what Tony was saying, Bob, is that also connected to, and I'm not quite sure of the exact connection, but we also have this incredible retrieval system in Victoria connected to the ambulance. And so when the paramedics are on site, especially with an accident or however, if they deem it necessary they may ring the retrieval system to come and collect the patients, and that in itself is another thing that I understand is covered under subscriptions, and that's why it's so important that people have their ambulance subscriptions.
Yep.
And I know that we plug it all the time, and certainly if somebody called past the reception desk at the hospital, we'd be happy to direct people to help them fill in their subscription. We see it as being such an important membership to have.
So so the Ambulance Victoria presence and our coverage here in Apollo Bay goes some way to explaining why it's not called an emergency department anymore at Otway Health. It's called urgent care, because emergencies, you ring 000 and you get the ambulance.
Correct.
You cut your leg off with a chainsaw.
Yep.
Boom, bada bing. You don't go bleeding all over the hospital.
Yeah. And as we three know, anything that affects our lives is usually governed by politics, and politics have definitions for everything.
Yep.
And in a really basic way, I'll try to explain the difference to help people understand. An emergency department essentially is an area where an emergency is attended to and treated by the appropriate medical staff, usually emergency physicians, and they have specialists on hand to deliver that emergency level of care. Once you start to move away from the big tertiary facilities like Barwon Health and also Warrnambool has emergency physicians in their emergency department, you start to move away from those bigger facilities.
Yep.
And what we can offer is a different level of care, and it's called urgent care. And in an urgent care, they're more often than not treated by general practitioners, our GPs, nurses. Sometimes some facilities will have, in collaboration with their paramedics, will have paramedics working there as well. And even in some states around Australia, I believe they have St John's Ambulance people that work in some of their urgent cares the further out you get too. So it's a lot to do with geography. It's a lot to do with what's available in the town. And for a small community, this population has got a really good coverage of suitable professionals, as in ambulance, GPs and the nurses in the hospital.
And just to take on Deb's point, I think something that some people don't realise is that, as I said, our core business is responding to emergencies. Well, emergencies occur in small country hospitals, so that is certainly part of our core business.
Yep.
So we would routinely attend Otway Health at the urgent care unit to work in collaboration with either the doctor that is on call and or the nurses to transfer a patient or to assist the doctor in providing more advanced care prior to transferring that patient out. And I think sometimes people forget that. I think they're used to seeing us rock up at accidents and at homes, but not so much thinking about what we do in the emergency setting in the hospital.
Yep.
So we have a very important role in rural and remote communities when it comes to working in collaboration with the nursing staff and with and or the doctor on call to provide best practice and move that patient on to where they need to go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better. And I just reiterate what Tony says. We often see the guys in they're not just in there having a chat and catching up with us. They're actually in there because, and we're fortunate that their branch is
right
next
door
to us.
Yep.
So we're very, very close as our co-location. The other thing that I wanted to talk to people about and tell people about, Bob, is a service that's provided by the Health Department of Victoria called Nurse on Call. 1300 606024, and that's a 24 hours a day free health advice service where when people dial that number, they will get a registered nurse qualified to deal with the inquiries that are coming through that can help people be directed where they may need to go.
Yep.
Somebody might, especially with children, people often get anxious with their kids, and if they think they can't, they won't ring the ambulance, or they can't get an appointment with the GP, or they're not sure whether they should go to the hospital. Sometimes just ringing Nurse on Call can be a fantastic way of allaying anxiety.
Yep.
And we're about to launch from the hospital some fridge magnets that have got the ambulance number triple O clearly articulated on it. We will have nurse on call number as well as all our local numbers on the fridge magnet to make it easier for people to be able to ring numbers when they need to. But I really encourage, again, you can go online and have a look at nurse on call. I encourage people to think and be aware of that service that is also provided.
Cool. Got that. So
1300 606 0024.
And for Ambulance Victoria, it's 1300 366 141. So, Manny's leaving. There'll be a great party to thank him for his great service and his contribution. Things may, you know, the on-call situation at the hospital may change. You know, the new doctors may come on-call or they may not. It's a negotiable thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's... maybe people haven't been aware of that's the situation that has always
been the case.
Right. Time forever. It's just that for some reason now we seem to have a lot of focus on it. And I think that could be because Marnie's so well known and so many people know him, are friends with him, his patients. So, of course, people are wondering all about it. So, we do need to make people aware. It's not something that we're just leaving on the back burner. We're all working on this in collaboration, together, every day conversing.
To do what can be done to maintain the level of service that we're used to.
The general manager from the GP clinic, I have an email from him from yesterday telling me about the new doctor starting soon, telling me what they're doing to recruit other doctors. This morning I had a doctor from Warrnambool pop in to see me to talk to me about what's happening in our urgent care units around the state. Spoke with Simon, one of Tony's colleagues yesterday. There's people all over the place chatting this through all the time. It's not something that we're ignoring, and it's something that obviously we're very invested in to
of course we are.
Make something in place as soon as possible.
Yeah. So there you go. That's what's happening at the hospital with Manny, who's sadly leaving. Everyone's working as hard as possible to maintain the continued standard of care that we've all grown to love. However, changes happen, however old you are, and, you know, sometimes you like them and sometimes you don't think you will.
And we have nurses at the hospital 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
The urgent care unit.
So the community remains in safe hands thanks to Otway Health. This has been a special little chat about the change in GP and arrangements at Otway Health and at the clinic on 3ABR Community Radio, Apollo Bay.